Old Business Change of Zone Number 1846, filed on behalf of CMF Bayside LLC.
Good morning. This is a change of zone request to rezone property from AR1 to an MRRPC. The County Council held a public hearing on March 20th of this year. At that time, you deferred action and left the record open to allow for additional information to be submitted. That information was submitted, and the record was left open for an additional 15 days for public comment. Those comments were provided to Council. Now the record is closed. I'm happy to answer any questions if you have any.
Any questions of Council? Any questions of Council? And what this is doing, this is adding land to Bayside.
Correct.
It's increasing acreage.
Correct.
Okay. Any question of Council?
Just because, if I may, as we perhaps move forward with the vote here, but I do recall last go around, I mean, it's adding acreage, but at the same time, not adding units, right? I mean, it's not adding density.
Correct.
It's the exact same thing.
They're using their approved number of units, and they're just adding land. They're actually decreasing the overall density of the property.
Just want to make sure the public is aware of that. And then I think also in the original presentation, there was a big pond, if you would, or a storm management pond.
And that has since been removed.
I just want to make sure that's also aware. And to that effect, was that more of a cosmetic thing, or was it real? Is that going to create any further issues that they've removed that pond?
That was for, and as an amenity, it was not required for stormwater management.
Okay.
So the removal of that pond as an amenity, it will not impact their stormwater management.
Okay, and therefore there's less ground being disturbed by them agreeing to not building that pond.
Correct.
Okay.
More questions of Council?
With the total number of units again is what?
122. No questions?
And the buildable area is what, 18 acres?
Is that the overall area of the land is much larger than that, but they will only be using a small portion of the land due to existing wetlands,
right,
and other items,
so
on the property.
They're building on 18 acres.
Yes.
Okay. More questions, Council? Mr. Moore, if you would read the...
There's two of them, right? In the change of zone, then an RPC, then the...
No, it was just the one.
Change of zone?
Just a change of
zone.
The change of zone includes the RPC.
It's an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a MRRPC medium density residential district, residential planned community, for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 71.379 acres, more or less, for the reasons given by planning zoning numbered 1 through 6, with conditions 7A through N.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Arlett.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote. It's Mr. Arlett's district. He gets the vote first.
Sure. I think that this application, along with the concerns that were presented by the public, I think were very warranted and merited. I believe that the developer had listened to their concerns as well as this council's concerns and have made some changes. And I think with those changes, I think everybody should be agreeable to this new opportunity. And so because of that, I will vote in favor of.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Burton.
I cannot vote in favor of this change of zone. I have supported in the past, I like the theory of Americana Bayside adding land but not adding density. I understand that, and I supported that in a previous project because I think it was kind of dirt for dirt. This is not the same thing, and it's 71 acres of land, and only 17 of it is buildable. So I don't know that equates to the same thing, and I don't like counting the density of an unbuildable site into as if it's buildable. So for that reason, I cannot support this change of zone.
Your vote's no.
No.
Mr. Mr. Wilson?
My vote's yes. For about the same reason as Mr. Arletz.
Okay. And you agree with planning and zoning's findings, I assume?
I agree with them, yes, sir.
Okay.
The P and Z.
Mr. Cole?
I find Mr. Burton's comments interesting. I tend to agree. I will not support the change of zone because, you know, 17, 18 acres, AR1 is, you'd be only, your only permitted use there would be single-family home lots, and you'd be lucky to get, what, two units to the acre? You wouldn't even get that, probably. Maybe with clustering, but, and that'd be, what, 30-some units? Even if you took the 18 acres and did an MR overlay there at 4 units the acre, you're maybe only at 72 units if you approved 18 acres for 4 units to the acre. And so at the 122 units that they're proposing, and it's also surrounded by some very, I mean, when you talk about an environmentally sensitive developing district and the impact this development will have on the environment and environmentally sensitive nature of this area, just below it is in a different state, in a different county, and they've got it all preserved because of its environmental importance. And then there's a substantial portion of this site is also wetlands of very important, you know, treed area and stuff. And anyway, so I'm going to vote no also because I think it's, again, excessive number of units on a 18-acre parcel of land or 17-acre in such an environmentally sensitive location.
Thank you, sir. I want to make sure what I'm going to say is correct, Ms. Cornelius. Listen to me, please. if I understand this, this is a piece of land that's being joined in with Americana Bayside.
Yes.
And they're not going to increase their number of available units to build from what they were granted back in the day.
Correct.
So in essence, we're adding, and if we only build on 17 acres, we're adding 17 acres of land that can be built on and not adding any more units.
Yes.
Right?
So
in essence, we are decreasing the density in Americana Bayside.
Yes.
By a small amount, but we're decreasing the density.
Yes.
Okay. I certainly share the concerns about the environment and the land and that thing there, but I am okay in this project with the fact that we're in fact lowering density, which I think is a good thing. So I'm going to vote yes, motion approved. Thank you.
Thank you.
Grant request, Ms. Jennings.
Thank you, Mr. President. The first one is Town of Blades. They're requesting $2,000 for a portable public address system to be used during various community events. There have been no past grants for this project. Last council grant was $600, which was $300 each from Mr. Vincent and Mr. Arlett.
Someone please make that motion out of my account.
I will make a motion to do the same.
I'll second.
Motion, Mr. Arlett, second Mr. Wilson to grant $2,000 out of my councilmatic account to the Town of Blades with a portable public address system. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
I will yes. Next.
Okay, the next one is Milton Little League is requesting $5,000 for their minor league field lighting project. With the new lights, they will be able to host additional tournaments year-round and would be considered for more all-star tournament hosting. Last grant received was $2,000, which was $1,000 each from Mr. Burton and Mr. Wilson.
I think I'm going to take the just talk and then you can talk.
Mr. Burton?
Yeah. I they're working very hard to get this lighting project done. It's a very expensive project. I think it'll really help the town of Milton. It'll help the kids and extending the play with the lights. I think it really adds to the community spirit of Milton. So I'm in favor of this funding request, and I'll turn to Mr. Wilson and see if he in on funding with me.
Well, I'm willing to give $500. It's not in my district.
Okay.
Well, I appreciate that. I'll give the other $4,500 out of my account.
Motion, Mr. Burton. Second, Mr. Wilson.
Second.
to grant $5,000 to Milton Little League for a field lane project, being $4,500 from Mr. Burton's Council Mag account and $500 from Mr. Wilson's.
Thank you.
Questions on the motion?
I thought they asked for that.
We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlette?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next.
Okay, next one is Grace and Mercy is requesting $7,000 for their summer camp in Greenwood. Their program targets low to moderate income families. They have a structured program to provide activities the children would not normally get to experience. Last grant received was $500 from Mr. Wilson.
I'll give the same.
Motion, Mr. Wilson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Burton, to grant $500 to Grace and Mercy for summer youth camp from Mr. Wilson's Council MAC account. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlette?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next.
Okay, next one, the Marine Corps League Devil Dogs Detachment 780 is requesting $600 for their annual golf tournament. Through fundraisers such as this one, they contribute back to the community through participating in Toys for Tots programs, assist veterans with transition on separation from active duty, and refer veterans to service providers for employment. Last grant received was $500, which was $100 from each council member.
Pleasure, council.
I make a motion we do the same.
$600. Be up by $120 per person.
$120 per person.
Motion, Mr. Wilson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Arlette, to grant $600 in Marine Corps League for Delaware Devil Dog Detachment 780 golf tournament fundraiser, being $120 from each council MAC account. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlette?
Anything that we can do to help our veterans, and I see Mr. Mike Rowe back there who's here. I'm not sure if he's here for this particular application or not, but I just appreciate his effort in what he does to help our veterans. So I would be happy to say yes.
Mr. Burton?
I'm happy to say yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I certainly vote yes. Motion carried. Next.
All right. The next one is the Greater Lewis Community Village is requesting $2,000 to allow them to accept 5 additional reduced fee members. The village is a volunteer organization dedicated to helping older adults live independently for as long as possible. Last grant received was $2,000 from Mr. Burton.
My motion is to do the same thing. This is a wonderful organization that really helps out the citizens of Lewis.
I'll second.
Motion, Mr. Burton. Second, Mr. Wilson, to grant $2,000 to the Greater Lewis Community Village for reduced fee program for Mr. Burton's Council MAC account. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlette?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I have a yes. Motion carried. Next.
Okay, the last one is Lewis Senior Citizen Centers requesting $7,500 to help with the construction and expansion of their activity center. The Senior Activity Center encourages and facilitates healthy lifestyles in the Greater Lewis region. Last grant received was $2,000 from Ms. Stever in 2016.
My motion would be for $2,000 for the Lewis Senior Center Activity Center.
Motion, Mr. Burton.
Second.
Second, Mr. Cole, to grant $2,000 to the Lewis Senior Citizen Center for Activity Center, construction and expansion for Mr. Burton's Council MAC account. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlette?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you. Thank you, Ms. Jennings. Mr. Moore, introduction of proposed zoning ordinances.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. President. The first one is in Mr. Wilson's district, an ordinance granting conditional use of land in a C1 general commercial district for a petroleum fuel storage and office facility to be located on certain parts of land lying and being in Georgetown 100, Sussex County, containing 1.9475 acres, more or less.
I introduce it.
Mr. Wilson introduced it.
The next one is also in Mr. Wilson's district. It's an ordinance granting conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a tree company operation to be located on certain parts of land lying and being in Cedar Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 2.5851 acres, more or less.
I introduce it.
Mr. Wilson introduces it.
The next one is in Mr. Cole's district, an ordinance grant a conditional use plan in an MR medium density residential district for multifamily units, 2 duplexes, to be located on certain parts of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 0.169 acre, more or less.
I'll introduce it.
Mr. Cole introduces it.
The next one is in Mr. Arlette's district, an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to an HR1 RPC high density residential district, residential planned community for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 14.8455 acres, more or less.
I'll introduce it.
I'll introduce it.
The next one and the last one is in Mr. Cole's district, an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district and GR general residential district to a GRRPC general residential district, residential plan community for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 60 acres, more or less.
I guess I'll have to introduce it.
Mr. Cole introduces it.
That is all, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Councilmember comments? Councilmember comments. Mr. Burton?
I do have. I would like two things added to the next agenda, and that would be just for discussion only, and that would be buffers and density. If I could get that added to the agenda, I would appreciate it.
Mr. Lawson, you add
As topics, just as topics?
Discussion topics. Okay. Just for discussion among council, whatever you
have. Correct.
Mr. Lawson, you'll take care of that?
We'll add it.
Any more comments from council? Mr. Arlett?
If I may, I mean, I think that was brought up earlier by Paul. Mm-hmm. I'm just wondering, is that something that we should, that we need to bring back up on a further agenda, or how should we address his concern or recommendation?
It would need to be, well, Mr. Lawson?
We would put it on an agenda at a future time and discuss the topics if appropriate by council. We could make a presentation and see where you want to go with.
Sure. Just for a discussion subject. That's what you're talking
about.
Yeah,
I think so. I mean, I think sure. his comments were compelling. I think we should have the conversation.
Well, why don't we broaden it a little bit and talk about we heard a week or so ago what you can do in 5 acres in an AR district. And I think it's something we need to talk about. So, well, why don't we broaden it a little bit and maybe just talk about the definition of a farm and where this council sees the future for the impacts that these small parcels can have and what's permitted on them versus larger and how it all interacts together. So is that a possibility that we could maybe address a broader, or is that going to make it so broad that we won't really get down to any details on anything?
Well, I can offer this. On the last topic, we can certainly provide a presentation that outlines what the county code and the interplay with state code as it relates to what's permitted on AR1 mm-hmm. property. I know there's always a question of the size of a farm, 5 acres and 10 acres, and where that's referenced. It's referenced in both use and taxation. So we can go over all of that.
Okay.
And that's one pretty broad topic. I'm certain it will generate quite a bit of discussion. I know Mr. Burton's two topics, because I'm familiar with them, are going to generate quite a bit of discussion. I would say, for your sake, we probably want to spread these out a bit. And then finally, the third topic, which would be separate from these two, based on what Mr. Rieger brought up today, would probably a new topic that we'd have to develop a presentation for as well. Again, my suggestion, we tackle these maybe one at a time, or two in the case of Mr. Burton's items. At a future council meeting, we can spread them out and talk about them.
Okay. Well, so we don't, Mr. President, maybe have to remind and bring it up each time. Why don't we say right now that you come up with a schedule
mm-hmm.
so that we can yeah. we can have a little certainty into and predictability about these topics and some conversation, because sometimes we have this conversation and then it doesn't get back on or something.
That's so fine. Yeah. Sure. And I would say, knowing what is in our line of sight right now, I think we could almost cover this in the next month, all three.
That'd be good.
Okay.
Okay.
Anything else from council? Any comments from council? Well, I do have one thing, Mr. Lawson.
Yes, sir.
While we're adding to your list, and this is not something to be done in the next month, but this is food for thought if you come back with some information. I know we had a project in the last couple months, a big commercial project proposed.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my concerns was how deep that land was to be used. Mm-hmm. And historically, this county, from whenever, has used 600 feet as a depth off the roadway. And I guess my question is, I know times have changed, things change. Is 600 feet still the number? Should it be less? Should it be more? Whatever. I think will be a good discussion topic someday after we've dealt with Mr. Burton's and Mr. Arlett's and Mr. Cole's issues. Just have that conversation about what we think the depth of commercial land off the main roadway should be.
Is that in code, Mike?
It's in code, but they've historically used 600 feet.
Yeah. That is in code?
I don't believe it's in code, but right. When it was originally, when we came up with the original zoning maps, they looked at the 600
feet. I gave you a reference. We copied.
Somebody.
I got it right there. Proof.
Okay. I understand.
We would just for future discussion. Anything else from council?
Yeah, when it'd be
summer homework.
Summer homework. Entertain a motion to go to executive session for potential litigation.
So moved.
Motion Mr. Arlett, second Mr. Burton. Any questions on a motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. We're now downstairs, executive session for potential litigation.